The Islamic State issues a clarion call to religious minorities in Pakistan. A school teacher in India refuses to give up. And there's no such thing as coincidence. Find out why on Mission Network News, the service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. ISIS is officially launching its terror campaign in Pakistan. Before and after bombing a Shiite mosque, the Islamic State handed out hundreds of notices. National pastors shared a copy of one with Forgotten Missionaries International's Bruce Allen.
You must embrace Islam or be ready to be killed. That is the message that is going out in Pakistan in recent hours from ISIS.
Believers from Johannabad, the Christian community attacked by Al-Qaeda last Sunday, are already on the run.
80% of the population have fled. They've left the city. Johannabad is about 300,000 people. 97% of the people are Christian.
Indigenous gospel workers supported by FMI are sharing Christ's love with the families of people killed in last week's attack. You can support their efforts at missionnews.org.
We want to reach out, whether it's to Muslims or to other Christians in the society, and help nurture them.
Next, Vanuatu's government predicts nearly 70% of the people are displaced without food, water, and shelter because of Cyclone Pam. Crossroad Bible Institute of Australia works in several prisons scattered throughout the islands. They say help is being rushed to the islands, but it'll take some time to restore everything. Though the storm has caused a lot of damage, CBI is hoping that it will be a way of opening doors to the gospel. Find ways you can help Vanuatu by visiting our website. This is Mission Network News. When was the last time you gave up on something really important to you? Well, Nina Williams thought her school ministry in India had reached its full potential. She thought it was over. Then she attended Haggai Institute.
That's where I realized this was not the end of the ministry. The vision was that these children grow in their physical stature, in their mental capacities, and in favor with God and man.
Soon, Williams realized it was God who measured potential. Haggai gave her the leadership tools to continue sharing the gospel, and she's not done with schools yet.
I'm 73 now, but I think I can go on and start another one also, because really it's an amazing work for the Lord. And the children are so receptive. My teachers are so receptive. It's the Lord's work. That's all I can say.
Read more about how God blessed Williams' ministry in the full article online. Meanwhile, in a remote village in Burma, people are busy surviving. They don't have time to listen to the gospel. But recently, villagers put their work aside for 3 days to listen to a missionary with something important to say. Christian Aid Mission, your link to Indigenous missions, says it's rare for villagers to stop and listen. Now that they're responding, they're facing persecution. Christian Aid Mission's asking you to pray. Specifics are in the full article at our website. And there's no such thing as a coincidence. Just ask the Bibles for China team flying out today. One of their team members had a chance meeting on a plane. President Wendell Rovenstein calls it a God-ordained opportunity.
Here is a total stranger meets another total stranger. They become friends. One is a supporter of the ministry who's never had opportunity to go to China, telling this gentleman about that the opportunity exists. The gentleman that's going with us to China says he can't wait to come back and share with his friend he was flying with what he observes and sees.
Rovenstein says every Bibles for China team is an answer to prayer.
We really spend a lot of time in God's Word. And then we say, Lord, send us those that are ready for the white harvest. And he sends us to those that co-labor with us.
$5 provides a Bible in rural China. Touching a nerve? Pray about it. Teams are forming now for the fall trips. Get connected at missionnews.org. And remember, there's no such thing as a coincidence. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. ISIS is all over the news. Persecution is an everyday reality for Christians choosing faith over survival. With your gift to MNN, I'll send you a copy of Tom Doyle's new book called Killing Christians, Living the Faith Where It's Not Safe to Believe. Call 1-800-995-4828 or click on the Killing Christians link at missionnews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.